Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
One more time.
Hallelujah. 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 Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, we bless you, Father. We glorify you. We magnify you. We thank you for this time, Father. In the name of Jesus. Lord, we pray tonight that the Spirit of the Lord would move upon your people. Lord, we invite you now that you and you alone will be glorified. Father, we declare tonight a night of instruction, a night of direction, a night of supernatural insight, clarity, wisdom in the name of Jesus. God, I want to thank you for every person tonight on this line tonight. Lord, we pray that you would breathe upon them and cause them to hear you. Remove me and allow your voice to be heard in the mighty name of Jesus. And all God's people said, amen and amen. Well, God bless you, everyone. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. I'm so excited that you are on tonight. Again, people of God, listen, I want to welcome everyone to Truth That Now Transform Live. Hallelujah. This is where the transformation of your life is predicated on the truth that you receive for your life. Again, I want to remind you, the Bible tells us in Matthew chapter 17, verse 1, the Bible says that Jesus took Peter, James, and John up to a high mountain, and the Bible says he was transfigured before them. Amen. In other words, when you begin to behold God's transfiguration, that becomes your transformation. I'm going to say that again. When you behold his transfiguration, that becomes your transformation. Now, why is this so vital in understanding? Now, one of the reasons why is because, check this out, don't miss this, because you are changed into the image of that which you're beholding. I'm going to say that again. You are changed, transformed by what you behold. In other words, the more you look at Jesus, the more you look at his splendor, his majesty, his glory, his power, when you behold that, when you look at that, you begin to be transformed into that very image. This is one of the reasons why, beloved, our lives are so out of alignment and disarrayed is because of what we're beholding. Amen. We're always beholding our circumstance. We're always beholding what the enemy is doing. And because we're constantly beholding that, we're developing faith for it. And because you develop faith for it, it becomes a product of your life. But I tell you today, get your eyes back on Jesus. Get your eyes back on the prize. Get your eyes back on the one who can bring you into what he has ordained and purposed for your life. Now, beloved, again, the Bible tells us in 2 Corinthians 3, verse 18, but we all with open faith, beholding as a glass in the glory of the Lord, are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even as by the Spirit of the Lord. Now, people, God, listen, I want to welcome everyone tonight. Tonight is a significant night. I believe tonight is your night, beloved, and I'm just here as much as you. I'm here to receive. Even though I'm the vessel that God's going to use, I'm here to receive as well. And so, again, I want to welcome everyone to this night. God is going to speak some prophetic things, some things that's going to bring you to another level of understanding. The scripture tells us that in all I get, we're to get understanding. Amen. We're to get God's wisdom and we're to get God's understanding. So tonight, I want you to get your Bible, get your notepad, because tonight is the night of teaching. Amen. My name is Prophet David Armstrong. I'm a prophet and a teacher. I love to teach God's word. And I'm telling you, tonight is your night to receive on a whole nother level. Amen. So let me just say this real quickly. I want to, again, thank the man of God, Pastor E, for this very platform setting up for men and women of God to speak God's word, to speak the things that you and I need to come into. There are purposes. There are promises. There are breakthroughs. There are some things that God wants to give to you. And God is raising up men and women of God to declare those things. So I want to thank the man of God for allowing him to be a vessel of honor to prepare a platform where you can begin to receive God's word on a whole nother level. Amen. And so I'm grateful tonight, and I'm so excited about this night. Now, tonight, people of God, listen, I want you to have ears to hear, hearts to perceive. Amen. Eyes to see in the realm of the spirit, because God is going to show you some stuff in the word in regard to the teaching that I'm going to teach tonight, what we left off in the era of faith. But we're going to go deeper. Amen. I want you to know we're going deeper in the word. Hallelujah. So I want you to put your seatbelt on and get stuck in, because we're going in. Amen. So always, people of God, listen, we have come to the close of another month already. We're now about to cross into July. Amen. This is a pivotal time that we have now entered into. So as we close out this month, we are stepping into the month of July, and God has some things that are in store for your life that you do not want to miss. You're going to want to wrap your faith around what God has for you. Amen. And so tonight, always, before I minister the word of God to you, I want to give you the word of the Lord, the word of the Lord. I've always said this before, but it bears repeating. Pay attention, that the word of God is what's clearly written, but the word of the Lord is what's clearly heard. In other words, Jesus says, my sheep know my voice. Notice, he didn't say, my sheep know my word. He said, my sheep know my voice. So in this season, as you hear the word of God, you're going to abstract the voice of God. Amen. It's going to be in line with the word of God. So I want to release this word to you before I get to the word of God. Amen. And we're going to go deep tonight. So I want you to get your notepad and be ready to receive. Amen. Now, let me get right into this. Don't want to take long, because what I need to get to is very important. Amen. So we're coming into the month of July, and in a time of prayer, in a time of waiting before the Lord, the Bible says, they that wait on the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Amen. So as I was waiting before the Lord, I felt the impression of the Lord, and as I continue to wait before him, he spoke to me very clearly and told me what we can expect in this month of July, what this month of July is going to bring to you. Amen. The Lord said this, and I want you to write this down, because you're going to have to not only take what I'm saying, but you're going to have to get it in your mouth, you're going to have to get it in your heart, and you're going to have to start speaking it. Amen. It's not going to come to pass because I said it. It's going to come to pass when you say it. The Bible says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. So when you begin to declare that it's so in your life, it will be so. Amen. So the Lord said that this month of July, pay attention, this month of July is the rise. Pay attention, the rise of the redeemed remnant that will bring a new era in alignment with God's agenda. I'm going to let that sink in. I'm going to say it again, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word of God. The rise. In other words, it's time for you to rise up, okay? The rise of the redeemed remnant that will bring a new era and alignment with God's agenda. In other words, the month of July, this month, the Holy Spirit will bring you into alignment with his agenda. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. This month, God is going to bring you and I into alignment with his agenda. Now, why is it important for you and I to understand God's agenda? Because throughout our lives, we got to the place where we start doing things on our own. We started coming up with our own plans, our own things that we want to do, and we left God out. But God said, this month, I'm going to get you back refocused on my agenda. Get you back focused on what's on my heart, what's on my mind, not yours. Amen. And once you start renewing your mind to what's on his mind, then you're going to come into alignment with his agenda. Woo, hallelujah. That was good going down. So what is God's agenda? What is on the heart of God? Now, when you study the scripture is very clear when it comes to God's purposes, God's agenda. The Bible tells us what God's agenda is in 1 Timothy chapter 2, verse 1 through 4, which is that all men, this is God's agenda, that all men be saved and to come to the knowledge of the truth. I'm going to say it again. God's agenda is that all men be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. That's why this platform is called Truth That Now Transforms, because it's about the unveiling of God's truth. And God's truth is that all men come to the knowledge of the truth. In other words, whatever's been hidden, whatever is not looking like it's supposed to look like in your life, God is going to begin to give you knowledge concerning the truth of the matter, the truth, why things are the way they are in your life. Now, why is this important? Let's go deep. Because listen, now we know this from history. At the start of every new season or calendar year, God's people often want to know what God is saying. You know, you see this all over, people on YouTube, Facebook, and they're trying to find out, God, what are you saying? What is the word for me? What are you saying to me? Amen. Let me tell you what I believe the Spirit of God has said to me to communicate to you today. Amen. This month, okay, I believe that we have crossed the threshold of a new era, which is a time, listen, of kingdom activation, kingdom demonstration, and kingdom innovation. Write that down. I'm going to say it again. Hallelujah. We are crossed over to a threshold in God's kingdom where it is a time of kingdom activation. This month, get ready for God to activate you. God is going to activate you. So this is a time of kingdom activation, kingdom demonstration, and kingdom innovation. One more time, kingdom activation. Write this down because you're going to have to speak it. Kingdom activation, kingdom demonstration. There has to be a demonstration. Amen. Kingdom demonstration. And number three, kingdom innovation. I'm going to get to these in a moment, so stay with me. Amen. This is the word of the Lord. I ain't even got to the word of God yet, but I got to get this in your spirit. Amen. This new era, listen, this new era is marked by those who don't just talk about God, but have tangible evidence of God's power manifested in their life through signs and wonders. This month of the month of July, God said it's time for my people to have tangible evidence of my power manifesting through your life through signs and wonders and miracles. In other words, you're not supposed to be just going to big old crusade and stuff to watch another man move in the power of God and lay hands on the sick and people get healed, and you're like, wow, God is doing wonderful things. No, God wants to use you. God wants to empower you. God wants to equip you. That's why he placed the anointing on your life. The same anointing that's on the man of God that you are wild about, that same spirit, the same spirit of God that's in that man of God is in you. That same anointing that's on that man of God is in you. The only difference is he's learned to tap into it. You haven't. Uh-oh. Come on now. Hallelujah. So it's going to be marked. This month will be marked by a time of tangible evidence of God's power. Signs and wonders and miracles. Now, why is this important? Because, beloved, listen, the days, we are in the days now of following empty, dead, and powerless religion is over. It's time to stop following people that's not producing power. It's time to follow religion that's not getting you healed, delivered, set free. If there's no power flowing in that ministry, you need to pray about whether you want that. You need to get out of it. Why? Because if it's not transforming your life, it's not going to transform your situation either. So you need to connect with people who got the power of God in demonstration. This is God's agenda. So let's get to that. So we said kingdom what? Alignment. Okay. We'll talk about kingdom activation. Kingdom activation, number one. What is kingdom activation? Kingdom activation is this. Pay attention. It is a kingdom activator accelerates and sets into motion the purposes of God in a region, a nation that is out of alignment with God's purpose. I'm going to say it again. A kingdom activator, because this is what he's going to raise up this month, kingdom activators are people who know how to accelerate and set in motion the purposes of God in a region, a nation that's out of alignment with God's agenda. Anything that's out of alignment with God's agenda, kingdom activators, God is going to use them to set things in motion. And guess what? Baby boy, baby girl, you're one of them. You're one of those that's going to start getting some stuff that's been stagnated, stuff that's not moving in ministry, that's not moving in business, that's moving in community and city. You're going to set things in motion. You're going to set in motion by what God is going to give you. He's going to put a word in your mouth, and when you open up your mouth and declare it, you're going to set something in motion. And angels are going to begin to move and bring stuff back into alignment. So this is what kingdom activators are doing. And so God is going to activate you. You're going to be in the time of prayer, and God's going to start stirring some stuff up on the inside of you. Why? Because you're activated now. Amen. It's just like when your phone is off and you go and you get that thing reactivated. God says, I'm going to activate you all over. Amen. And then, number two, we said this month there's going to be kingdom demonstrators. Kingdom demonstrators. Now, what are the kingdom demonstrators, okay? Kingdom demonstrators, they move with God's glory for expansion to make room for God's agenda. Oh, God, I'm going to say it again. Here we go. Kingdom demonstrators. This is what you are. You're a kingdom demonstrator. You're going to move with God's glory for expansion to make room for God's agenda. It's time for you to make room for God's agenda. Everybody else's agenda is being pivotal and celebrated, but when it comes to God's agenda, we're no longer celebrating. But God said, I'm going to use you now to bring my agenda back to the forefront. What's on my heart, what's on mine, it's time for that to become priority. God's agenda in your life must become priority. If you're going to see things shift, if you're going to see things change in your life, you're going to have to get to that place where you have got your mindset that I'm going to begin to call, I'm going to move with the glory of God to bring expansion and make room for God's agenda. You're going to do that this month. I want you to declare that. I want you to believe that. I want you to receive it. This is that month. Your God's agenda is about to be your priority. And then, last of all, God is raising up this month. Write it down. This month of July, Kingdom Innovators. Kingdom Innovators. What are Kingdom Innovators? Let me tell you what they are. Kingdom Innovators, they walk, this is what the Lord said to me, they walk in the divine wisdom of God, divine revelation, and they release God's strategies. They release ideals from heaven to earth. They get God's ideals, God's methods, God's strategies, and they pray them in the earth. They declare them in the earth. God, in prayer, God is going to show you his strategy. He's going to show you his inventions, his ideals. And he's going to say, when you go in prayer, I want you to pray this. I want you to pray this in the earth. I want you to pray this for your neighborhood. I want you to pray this for your community. Why? Because prosperity is coming. Witty ideals and concepts is coming. Your broke days is over with, baby girl. Your broke days are over, baby girl. I'm telling you, God is going to download his divine wisdom revelation to remove things out of your way so you can pray his strategies, ideals, and methods in the earth. So you got kingdom activators, kingdom demonstrators, and kingdom innovators. And then last of all, the Lord said to me this, and I ministered last week, but I had to say it again today. God said, tell my people, I'm going to call there to be a recovery restoration, and there will be a removal of restrictions and limitations. Oh, God, hallelujah. I feel the Holy Ghost. There's going to be a removal of restrictions and limitations, things that have restricted you, things that have caused you to be limited, things that you can't move past. God said, I'm going to remove the restriction. I'm going to remove the limitations off you. God is going to actually take time out of the equation. You're going to pray for something, and before you finish prayer, that thing is going to materialize. It's going to manifest. I know some of you already on here shouting. You're receiving it. You're getting this in your spirit right now because I can feel it in the Holy Ghost. God says, I'm going to call there to be a recovery, and I'm going to call there to be a restoration. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Yes, I'll say that, Lord. God is going to give you some time back. God is going to give you some opportunities that you missed. There was an opportunity. There were some doors that opened up, and you was too afraid to walk through it, or you was too distracted to walk through it. But God says, guess what? I'm about to give you another opportunity. I'm about to give you another chance to step through. And guess what it's going to require? And this is where I get to the word of God. It's going to require faith. It's going to require faith to get it done. Oh, hallelujah. It's going to require faith in God to get recovery, restoration, and the removal of restrictions and limitations. The devil will no longer be able to limit you. The devil will not be able to restrict you. Neither is religious people, neither family members. Nobody will be able to stop what God is going to do in you and through you. Blessed be the name of my God. His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. People of God, this is the word of the Lord. This is the word of the Lord. You are a kingdom activator, a kingdom demonstrator, and a kingdom innovator. Get ready for witty ideals to come to you. You're going to be in prayer, and God is going to show you the next multi-million dollar ideal that's going to come to you. The business that you've been wanting to start, God's going to say, you might be starting on ground floor, but God said, I'm about to bring increase to it. I'm about to bring the provision that you've been praying about. You've been working hours on a job to get the money for it. God said, guess what? You don't need to do that no more. I'm going to supernaturally provide it. I'm going to cause there to be favor. I'm going to give you favor with men that are going to be attracted to what's on your life, and they just going to come, and like they did with the apostles, they're going to lay their substance at your feet. Oh, no, you ain't hearing what I'm saying. They're going to lay their substance at your feet, people of God, and it has nothing to do with your gift. It has nothing to do with your goodness. It has nothing to do with how much time you spent in the word or prayer. It all has to do with just how good your God is going to be to you. If all predicated on his nature, his character, how much he cares for you, how much he loves you, he's going to bless you beyond your year. Glory be to God. I'm telling you, but people of God, it's going to require faith to get it done. It's going to require. Come on, I want you to write this down. In order for me to step into this, it's going to require me to step into the faith that God has purposed. Now listen, last week we dealt with the six principles of faith. We talked about what is faith. We talked about how faith comes. And we talked about how faith is released. Now, tonight we're going to deal with the three dimensions of faith. Write that down. The dimensions of faith. There are three dimensions of faith we're going to talk about tonight. Amen? So if you got your Bible, I told you, get your seatbelt on. We're about to go deep. Hallelujah. All right. The three dimensions of faith. If you're taking notes, you want to write this down. The three dimensions. Because listen, people of God, hear the word of the Lord. Hear me and hear me well. This night, God is removing you from level. God is removing you from level. God is now going to take you into dimensions and realms of the spirit. And when God takes you into dimensions and realms of the spirit, it's going to be your faith that will sustain you. Your faith is what will keep you functioning and operating in that realm and dimension. It's going to be your faith. Hallelujah. Now, let's go to the scripture and let's get into this. Now, let me pray real quick. Father, I pray now that the eyes of the people understand will be open, God. Let them hear your word, God. In the name of Jesus, speak through my voice and let them hear your voice. In the name of Jesus, I bless them and I bind any distraction from them now. Let them hear with ears to hear, heart to perceive, and knowledge to understand. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we're talking about tonight the three dimensions of faith. Because after you go through these different dimensions, God is going to take you into realms. Get ready to be caught up in the glory. Get ready to begin to be transfigured. Get ready to begin to have dreams and visions. And God begins to show you what he has ordained for your life before the foundations of the world. While you was in your mama's womb, God was already orchestrating things concerning your life. Oh, blessed be the name of the Lord. Romans chapter 1. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. Hallelujah. Romans chapter 1 and verse 17. I pray you guys can hear me too. Hey, hallelujah. All right, we're going to start at verse 16, amen? Romans chapter 1, verse 16 and 17. Hallelujah. I want you to make sure you got your Bible because you need to see it in the word for yourself. Don't just take my word. Get your Bible and look at it for yourself because once you see it in the word, your faith has access to latch hold on this promise and begin to declare it over your life and watch miracles, watch breakthrough, watch supernatural divine things manifest in your life in the name of Jesus. Romans chapter 1, verse 15 and verse 17. Look what the scripture says. I'm going to take my time. I need you to get this. You need to see it. The Bible says in Romans chapter 1, verse 16, Paul is speaking to the church of Rome. He says, for I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ. For it is, pay attention to this, for it is the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. I got to stop right there and I got to elaborate on something. Another. Paul said, I'm not ashamed of the gospel. Just the power of God unto salvation to everyone that believes. In other words, the gospel is the power of God unto salvation to those that believe. The gospel is the power of God for salvation to everyone that believes. What is the gospel? In other words, if not preaching the gospel, don't miss it. Here we go. The power of God unto salvation is predicated and connected to those who believe. So if you don't believe, then you will not see the power of God to bring salvation. And salvation is not just you getting to heaven. Salvation has to do also with how you live on this earth. Amen. Salvation covers your whole life. Amen. Look at verse 17. Let's go deeper. Verse 17. Here you go. This is the part I need to get to. For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, here you go, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith. I'm going to read it again. For then is the righteousness of God revealed, how? From faith to faith, as it is written, as it is written. As what is written? As it is written, the just shall live by faith. In other words, if you have been made justified, if you have been made righteous by the blood of Jesus, it's by faith. Amen. In other words, listen, if you are born again, spirit-filled, and set apart for Jesus, then that tells me then the life that you are presently living must be a life that is lived by faith. I'm going to say it again. If you're born again, if you say you're born again and you're spirit-filled and you have been set apart for Jesus, then the life that you are presently living, the life you're presently living, must be a life that is lived by faith. Thank you, Holy Ghost. The life, the present life that you're living, it must be a life that is lived by faith. Now, why is this important? Why should I presently be living by faith? See, when you go to the Word, you got to have a conversation. You got to have a dialogue with the Word. When the Word speaks to you, you got to ask questions. Every time I go to Word, I ask God's question. God, why did you say that? What is the purpose of you saying that? So if I got to live a present day life by faith, I need to know why. Why do I have to live by faith? Let's look at the Word. Hebrews chapter 10. Hebrews chapter 10 and verse 35. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you the Word whether you want it or not. Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 35. Oh, bless, oh, people of God, you better grab this and you better receive all of it, okay? Hallelujah. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 10, beginning at verse 35, remember, you must be what? Living a life a present day life by faith, not by emotion, not by circumstance. You better be living a life of faith. Amen. Now, why? Hebrews 10:35. Look what it says. The scripture says in verse 35, cast not away, therefore, your confidence, which has a great recompense of reward. Verse 36, for you have need of patience, that after you have done the will of God, you might receive the promise. After you've done the will of God, you get the promise. After you've done the will, you get the promise. You don't get it before, after you've done. There's too many people trying to get the promise, ain't done the will. After you've done the will, you get the promise. Hello? After you've done the will, you get the promise. Look at verse 37. Here it goes. For yet a little while, and he that shall come will come, and will not tarry. Look at verse 38. Verse 38, key verse. Here it goes. Now the just shall live by faith. We just read that in Romans chapter 1, verse 16. We see it again. Now the just shall live by faith. Here it goes. But if any man draw back from what? Faith. Walking in faith. If any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. This is in the new covenant, beloved. This is not old covenant. This is new covenant. This is God saying, if you supposed to be a man of faith and you're justified by faith, if you draw back, God says he will have no pleasure in you. Look at verse 39. This is the continuation. But we are not of them who draw back. You need to stop and declare that over yourself. I'm not one of those that draw back when it comes to faith. I'm not going to draw back. Hallelujah. It said, but we are not of them that draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. To the saving of the soul. Now let's go back to 35 and let's see what the Holy Spirit is saying. The reason why we are to be presently living a life by faith. Number one is verse 35. He said, cast not away therefore your confidence, which has a great recompense and reward. So number one, write this down. Your confidence has a reward connected to it. I'm going to say it again. The one of the reasons why you're supposed to be living by faith is because your confidence, according to verse 35, your confidence has a reward that's connected to it. Your confidence has a reward connected to it. Write it down. My confidence, you better declare that. My confidence has a reward connected to it. Look at verse 36. For you have need of patience, so that after you've done the will of God, you might receive the promise. Number two, your patience has a promise connected to it. Your patience, your steadfastness, your unmovableness have a promise connected to it. So number one, your confidence has a reward connected to it. And number two, your patience has a promise connected to it. Now, why is that important? Because a lot of time when it comes to the promises of God, you and I don't want to wait. God says, I'm going to supply all your need according to my riches and glory. And guess what? We can't wait until we get in a hurry. We say, well, Lord, I got to get this need met now. So guess what? We start calling people. We start trying to do stuff to try to get the need met. Instead of stay in prayer, let God give you specific instruction on how he's going to meet that need. Hallelujah. So, number one, your confidence has a reward connected to it. As long as you have confidence, there is a reward that's connected to it. Number two, your patience has a promise connected to it. Your patience. You're going to have to be patient. You're going to have to be steadfast. You're going to have to be unmovable no matter what the circumstance says, no matter what the situation says, no matter what the news says, no matter what your body says. You are going to have to be patient in order to get the promise. Number three, verse 37, 38, for yet a little while, and he that will come and will not tarry. Now the just shall live by faith, but if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure. Number three, your faith brings a pleasure to him. When you operate in faith, when you stay steadfast in faith, your faith will bring pleasure to your God. Oh my God, Rebo Shandelema, your faith is going to bring pleasure to him. Why? Because the Bible tells us that. How do we know? Let's go right over, turn a page over to Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6. Familiar verse. We know this, but we got to see it. Verse 6, look what it says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Remember, I told you, your faith is going to bring pleasure to him, right? Look what it says. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. Why? Here's the part. This is what I want you to grab. Catch the revelation. Please catch the revelation. Look what it says. For he that cometh to God must believe. He that comes to God must believe. He that what? Comes to God must believe. So in any form of way you come to God, you must come believing. I don't know how you come into God, but God is telling you in the word, he who comes to me must believe. Look what it says. Now, when you come to God, oh, don't miss this. Oh, catch the revelation. He who comes to God must believe what? He don't come to God to believe he's going to receive. Look what the scripture says. Here you go. He that comes to God must believe that he is. He who comes to God must believe that he is. He's what? Whatever you need him to be. Do you need him to be your provider? Then you got to believe that. You need him to believe. You need to, and you say he's your healer. You got to believe that. When you come to God, you got to believe he is. And when you believe he is, then that, look what it says. He who comes to God must believe that he is and that he is a rewarder. There's that word reward again. He will reward them that diligently seek him. When you come to God and believe that he is whatever the word says he is, God will reward you. Let me prophesy this to you. In this hour, in this month, God is going to reward your faith if you fail not in your faith. Your faith is not going to fail you if you don't fail in your faith. Why? Because he is a rewarder. But he who comes to God must believe he is. And when you know he is, then guess what? You have access to get whatever he is. So you start saying, God, you are my healer. Guess what? Healing begins to manifest. God, you're my deliverer. He is my deliverer. Deliverance will begin to materialize. Why? Because your faith, because God ain't looking, God is looking at your faith. In this hour, beloved, hear me prophetically. Hear me as a prophet of God. In this moment, your faith has to speak, not just your words. God is listening to your faith. What is your faith saying? What is your faith speaking? See, we think just faith is just some biblical term. No. Faith is a verb. Faith is an action. Faith is a verb. It has action behind it. And your faith is going to speak now. Your faith is going to declare, by his stripes I am healed. Your faith is going to say, my need is met. My faith is going to say it. So he who comes to God must believe that he is. This is what I want you to understand. Now, let's get into the three dimensions of faith. What are the three dimensions of faith? Let me tell you what they are, and then we're going to break them down. Hallelujah. I pray that you just receive that, because I'm telling you, faith is where it's at now. He who comes to God must believe. Oh, beloved, I'm telling you, your faith is about to speak now. Now, there are three dimensions of faith. I want you to write these down, because we're going to hit on them. I might not get to all of them, but I promise you, if you get just one or two, I guarantee you some things are going to shift in your favor. Things are going to shift in your life. Number one, the first dimension of faith is what we call the gift of faith. The gift of faith. Number two, the fruit of faith. And number three, the measure of faith. I'm going to say them again, because I know some of you taking notes. I know you're trying to get this, so I'm going to try to be, I get excited about the word, and so I don't want to just move fast and you miss something. The three dimensions of faith is the gift of faith. Number two, the fruit of faith. And number three, the measure of faith. And what we're going to discover is the distinction between them. The gift of faith, the fruit of faith, and the measure of faith. They're all in the scripture. Now, let's deal with this first one. What is the gift of faith? The gift of faith. Here you go. Let me tell you what it is according to the word. The gift of faith, here you go. You ready for this? It is, the gift of faith is the sovereign, supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. The gift of faith, here you go, is the sovereign, supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now, I'm going to show you something in the scripture that I learned, and now I got to share it with you. Amen. Let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Oh, I pray that you're getting something, people of God. Hallelujah. And I'm going to start at verse 1. I'm going to read down, because I got to read this in context so you and I have clear understanding. Amen. Hallelujah. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, beginning at verse 1. Now, the Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you be ignorant. You know that you were Gentiles carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you were led. Verse 3. Wherefore I give unto you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calls Jesus a curse, and no man could say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. Now look at verse 4. Now there are diversities of gifts, but the same Spirit, verse 5, and there are differences of administration, but the same Lord. I'm going somewhere. Stay with me. Verse 6, and there are diversities of operation, but it is the same God which works all in all. Okay? Look at verse 7. Verse 7 is the key verse. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. The manifestation of the Spirit has been given to every man. For what? For the purpose of profit of all, okay? In other words, now, when you study this scripture, if you go back to verse 1, you're going to see something in the scripture. Now, to the modern-day church, now, Paul, in 1 Corinthians chapter 12, gives a clear understanding of what these are. To the modern-day church, they are known and called gifts. But the Word and the Holy Spirit, they are known and called manifestations. I'm going to say that again. Here the Apostle Paul tells us and gives us a clear understanding concerning gifts, okay? To the modern day church, the present day church, we call them gifts. But the Word and the Holy Spirit calls them manifestations of the Spirit. How do we know this? Let me tell you how we know that. When you look at verse 1, the Bible says, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I will not have you be ignorant. Notice the word gifts there is talified. That word is talified. Now, whenever you see a word that is talified in the scripture, it means it does not appear in the original Greek language. It was thrown in, it was placed in there by the translator to bring clarity to the statement. But the word gift does not really appear in the original Greek language. But in verse 7, but if you go down to verse 7, here is what the Holy Spirit calls now. Verse 7, but the manifestations of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. And then in verse 8 and 9, he tells you what are these manifestations. Look at verse 8. For to one is given by the Spirit the word of wisdom, to another the word of knowledge by the same Spirit. Verse 9, to another what? Faith. Do you see it? To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, the gift of healing by the same Spirit. Verse 10, to another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, discerning of spirits. To another, diverse kinds of tongues. To another, interpretation of tongues. In other words, this is what I want you to understand. When you study, look at verse 7, it says the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. Then he tells you what are those manifestations. One of those manifestations is called faith. Faith is one of those manifestations. So remember what I told you, what the gift of faith is. It is the sovereign supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. In other words, whenever the Holy Spirit starts moving, he has the privilege of manifesting faith. Faith is what? It is the sovereign supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit, which means the Holy Spirit, he moves sovereignly. And he manifests this faith supernaturally. I'm going to say it again. He moves sovereignly, but he manifests faith supernaturally. Now, how do we know this? Let's go to the scripture. Let's look at some examples of faith. I'm taking you to the scripture because I want you to see it in the Word. Mark chapter 11, verse 18 through 22. Mark chapter 11. Hallelujah. I pray you're getting something tonight. Mark chapter 11, verse 18. Hallelujah. We're going to start. Let's start at verse 20. Okay? Verse 20. The Bible says, and in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the root. Verse 21. And Peter, calling to remember, said unto him, Master, behold, the fig tree which you have cursed is withered away. Now, notice Jesus' response. Jesus' response to what they just saw. Jesus goes and he sees a fig tree, and the fig tree does not have no fruit. And Jesus speaks to the fruit, the tree, and says, let no fruit bear on you ever again. And the Bible says the disciples heard that. They heard what Jesus said. Okay, now the next day they come back around to that fig tree, and the Bible says they see the fig tree dried up from the root. This is the power of your God speaking to situations. And the Bible says they see the fig tree dried up from the root, and they marvel. They're astounded. They're amazed, like, wow, what, look at this. And Jesus, with his calm self, cool as ever, says, listen, have faith in God. Have faith in God. That's all Jesus said. They're looking and they're bewildered by what Jesus says, and Jesus just says, have faith in God. Now, why is this important? Because Jesus is speaking to them. The faith, now, this faith that Jesus is talking about is the God kind of faith. So when Jesus says, have faith in God, he is actually saying, have the God kind of faith. Have my faith. This faith that you're looking at, this faith that you see in operation, is my faith. Have the faith of God. Have my faith. In other words, people of God, this is what I want you to know. When your faith is not working for you, God says, have faith in God. Have my faith. Use my faith. Use my faith to get a need. Use my faith to get the need met. Use my faith to get your body healed. Have faith in God. Have the God kind of faith, which is, here go again, this faith is the sovereign and supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit. Now, here's the key. It is based on the need for it. The gift of faith or this manifestation of faith is predicated based on whatever the need is. Whatever the need is, the Holy Spirit will manifest it based on the need. This faith, here you go, this faith is going to manifest supernaturally to fulfill God's agenda and to finish your God-given assignment. This faith that Jesus is talking here is going to manifest supernaturally in this month of July. In this month of July, it's going to manifest supernaturally to fulfill God's agenda. Remember, we talked earlier about God's agenda. This faith is required to fulfill God's agenda, and it is required to finish your God-given assignment. God has given you and I an assignment. God has given you and I an assignment. And you and I, in this month, got to be busy about the assignment that God has given us. This is not time to be distracted by things that's going on in your life, things going on around you. It's time to get some work done. It's time for you to get some things accomplished. And it's going to take this manifestation of faith to fulfill God's agenda and to help you finish your assignment. In other words, God has an agenda and you have an assignment. Your God-given assignment, listen, your God-given assignment is to fulfill God's sovereign agenda. I'm going to say that again. Your God-given assignment is to fulfill God's sovereign agenda. How do we know this? How do we know this? That's the question you got to ask yourself. Anytime you go to the scripture, you got to ask yourself the question. How do we know this? That God has an agenda and we're supposed to be fulfilling our assignment. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Let's go there. 2 Timothy chapter 4. 2 Timothy chapter 4. Oh God, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, this is the part I want you to see, beloved, because this is where you and I have to make a conscious decision from this day forward. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 5 through 8. Listen to this, okay? Remember, your God-given assignment is to fulfill God's agenda. It's not to waste time no longer. It's not time to just sit in the pews and wait for some preacher to preach you happy. Oh, God, no, 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 no. It's time for you to get busy about the Father's business. God has a business to take care of. I'm telling you, I'm ready to get busy about the Father's business. And God's business is his agenda. And you and I have been called by him to get his stuff done, not yours. When you get busy and finish his, you'll get back to yours and find out that thing has already worked out. The Bible says again, Matthew 6:33, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added. How are they going to be added? Supernaturally. Let me tell you something, people of God. Hear me and hear me well. God don't need your help to get done what he needs to get done. God don't need your help in order to fix your situation. He just needs your faith and your cooperation. He needs your obedience. In other words, once he pressed something in your spirit and you believe it and declare it, God will get it done. 2 Timothy chapter 4, here go. Your assignment is to fulfill God's agenda. Write that down. Get that in your spirit. I'm going somewhere. I'm almost done. People, stay with me. 2 Timothy chapter 4, the Bible says, verse 5, but watch. This is the Apostle Paul speaking to his spiritual son, Timothy. He said, but watch thou in all things, endure affliction, do the work of an evangelist. Here go. Make full proof of your ministry. Make full proof of your ministry. Now, I need to give you some revelation on this. Look what he said. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of your ministry. In other words, your ministry is to do the work of an evangelist. Your ministry is supposed to be doing the work of an evangelist, which means your ultimate assignment has to do with bringing men and women to Christ. It's supposed to be bringing men and women to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. This is, remember, 2 Timothy, when we read that, that's God's ultimate agenda. It is bringing men and women to the saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Why? Because that was the reason why he came. The Bible says he came to seek and to save that which was lost. So if God came to seek and to save that which was lost, then he has called you, anointed you, and given you faith to get that done. So do the work of a man, fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry. Fulfill your ministry, beloved. Fulfill your ministry by doing the work of an evangelist. Get some souls saved. You want to see healing manifest in your body? You want to see your need get met? You want to see breakthrough in your life? Start winning souls. Start telling people about Jesus. In other words, quit just preaching to the believer. They already have what you have. God is not going to continue to display his power to people who already got his power. He wants his power to those who don't have nothing to do with it. People who don't know what that power is. So it's time for you to do the work of advantage and fulfill your ministry. Use your faith to get souls saved. Believe God in prayer. God, I'm praying for souls to get born again. Begin to pray that. Begin to declare that. And I promise you, God will be a rewarder of your faith. Hallelujah. Look at verse 6. For watch thou in all things, and do affliction, do the work of the evangelist, fulfill your ministry. Verse 6. This is Apostle Paul at the close of his life and ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. Now look at verse 7, beloved. Look at it in your Bible because you need to see it. Paul the Apostle says, I have fought a good fight. I have fought a good fight. How? I have finished my course. How? I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. Oh, God, I've kept the faith. In other words, God says, I've fought the good fight with my faith. I have finished my course with my faith, and I've kept the faith. I've kept the faith. I'm telling you, people, this is how you're going to make full proof of your ministry, by fighting the good fight of faith. Notice, the Bible does not say fight devils. The Bible says fight the good fight of faith. Fight to hold on to your faith. Why? Because that's what the devil wants. The devil wants your faith. Because if he gets your faith, then he got everything else. Why? Because without faith, you can't please God. Hello? You can't please God if you ain't got it. So the devil left your faith. So Paul says, fight the good fight of faith. Finish your course with faith. You, oh, beloved, listen. Before you stand before the living God, on the day you stand before him, you're going to have to finish your assignment. You're going to have to use your faith to get it done. Whatever God called you to, you're going to have to finish it with faith. Not your expertise, not your degrees. I don't care if you have 30 degrees, bachelor, doctor, it doesn't matter. Do you got faith? Do you got faith? Is your faith, because your faith is what's going to finish this thing. Your faith is what's going to bring fulfillment to your life. Hey, glory be to God. I feel the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, I'm fired up right now because I fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Now look at verse 8. Here's the key. Remember, we talked about the evil. There was a reward. There was a war for those who continue to stand in faith, believe in faith, and know the faith. Here go. Verse 8. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give to me at that day, and not only me, only, but unto all them that love his appearance, that love his appearance. This is what God requires. This is what God requires. He needs you to believe in faith. And so I want to pray. I'm going to close right here. We're going to pick this up next time we get together. I'm telling you, we're going to go deeper, people, God. But I need you right now. Right where you at, I need you to lift up your hands right now in the name of Jesus, because I got to pray this over you right now. I got to declare this over you, and then we can unmute, and then we can pray for a few people before we are dismissed. But I need to get this anointing on your life. Father, in the name of Jesus, I have given your people exactly what you have given me and ordained for their life. In the name of Jesus, I decree and declare that this is a season for them to step into that which you have ordained. I declare now that every person understanding my voice, their faith, their confidence, that there will be a reward connected to it this month. This month of July, I pray, oh God, that there will be a boldness and a confidence that will be connected to their faith, that cause them to believe, to cause them to stand, to cause them to be unmovable. I declare that their patience has a promise connected to it in the name of Jesus, as they are steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, I declare now that they are patient, Father. They're not moved by circumstances, situations. They're steadfast, God. Their eyes are upon you, Master, in the name of Jesus. And that, God, there's a promise that's connected to their patience. And God, last of all, their faith will bring pleasure to you in this moment, that God, as they step into the assignment that you have given them, they will fulfill your agenda. They will fulfill the God-given purposes that you have placed in their heart, that you placed in their spirit. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that there will be a major breakthrough, a major supernatural manifestation of the Holy Spirit in their lives from this day forward. In the name of Jesus, because you said he who comes to God must believe that you is, that you are a reward of those that diligently seek you. I pray that this month that they will diligently seek you, that they will begin to make the sacrifice in prayer and fasting, and worship, that they will begin to remove any distraction and they begin to focus on you, because you are calling their faith, God, to come alive in this month, come alive in this situation, come alive in Jesus' name. I declare faith is stirred up. The Bible says, build up yourself on your most holy faith, praying in the Holy Ghost. Some of you need to take 1 hour and just pray in tongues If you ain't got the gift of the Holy Ghost with the evidence speaking tongues, get on your face and ask for it. It's yours for the asking. Believe for it. Believe for it. He who comes to God must believe. And I promise you, as you pray in the Spirit, you'll begin to walk in the Spirit. You begin to see things in the Spirit. And there will be a manifestation of things that will take place in the Spirit. And I'm telling you, the spirit realm is about to invade your natural realm. In the name of Jesus, God, I bless them. I praise you for them. And I thank you that every good and perfect gift that comes down from the Father of light, in whom there is no shadow of turning, belongs to them. In the mighty name of Jesus, I bless them and I give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. Hallelujah. Now, people of God, what I want you to understand is this, that even tomorrow, our glory prayer hour at 7 a.m. If you're not doing anything, join us there. Because listen, we're going deeper in prayer. We're going to pray some things that you have heard today, and it's going to become applicable in your life. That thing is about to come alive. There are some things that have been dormant in your life that God is going to now cause to come alive in this season, in this month. In the name of Jesus, I thank God for what he is doing in your life. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Now, I have time for maybe one or two people that need prayer. I want to at least pray for one or two. So, man of God, if you can mute anybody, if you could just dial one, so I can just pray for somebody, because this anointing is on me strong, and I want to release it before we are dismissed. In the name of Jesus.
Amen,
hallelujah.
Amen,
man
amen,
of God,
amen. But just think. I'm right here, but just in confirmation on what God has spoke through you today, Prophet, I just want to speak to those believers, not those that are struggling. I'm talking about those faithful, those that have been really diligent with God's word. We are in a testing season. And
yes,
I will tell
Lord.
You from firsthand, we're in a place where God is looking for us to be able to withstand everything and still withhold our faith. You brought that up because he said if we believe, we'll have, what, everlasting life and we won't perish. But belief has to transform into faith because we have to walk in those things we cannot see. But also,
that's
please
right.
God by faith because we believe what we can't see. I am saying to those out there, and this is not a warning, this is an acknowledgement for all of your faithful work, for all of your diligence, for all of your commitment. We are about to be challenged with things that are going to test our faith. You must hold on to the word of God, and you must stand. No matter how bad it looks, God will always show up. I just got to give that testimony because you sparked it. For all those out there, you need prayer. You want the man of God to speak over your life, or maybe something of agreement has been spoken in your life also. Dial one. Come into the conversation. Let's let the prophet confirm with us. Thank you, man of God, that you have blessed me and given me strength tonight. Area code 725, last 4, 1016. You are live with the prophet. Come on, speak.
Hi, Prophet David. Pastor Edith and Iran. You hit us right on the nail. Confirmation 100%. I'm telling you, my test today and confirmed it. I gave it to God, the situation. And if I would have fell through, it would have been out of vengeance. But I gave it to God, and I let it go. And I listened to your word today and confirmed it all for me, that if I let it go and let God, I have my faith in him. He will take me, and he will guide me, he will bring me through. This is a new season for me. It's a new journey. God, thank you so much. I love you, God. Thank you. Thank you so
woman
much.
God, let me just say this, because what I see now in the spirit, I do not lie. I see the Lord now have certain things have actually positioned you for your upgrade. I hear the Lord saying this month, you have been qualified to be upgraded. Certain things that you have have the enemy has come in through people, circumstances. God told me to tell you that this has been your upgrade season. God has upgraded you, which means God can now trust you. He's not only asking you to trust him, but God said, I can trust you because he knows that you're going to stand no matter what befalls you. You listen, you had every opportunity to murmur and complain like the children of Israel, but instead of that, you began to lift up a praise to him and say, God, I don't understand why it happened, but I'm going to praise you anyhow. And I hear the Lord saying, he's going to reward you. He's going to upgrade you, and this will be your greatest season of upgrade.
Yes.
People around you will see it, and they will know that the hand of the Lord is upon your life. In Jesus' name.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you so much. Thank you.
Hey!
Thank you. Woo! It's hot in here. It's hot. Thank you. God bless you. I love you all. Thank you.
God bless you, Yvonne.
Amen.
Amen. Anybody else? Come on. It's hot up in here. You heard the testimony right there. It is hot up in here because the Holy Spirit is confirming and anointing us with the word that has already been spoken. It's hot. Dial one. Now, Prophet, it's not because we don't have many on here. Let me make this announcement. You may be listening online through the link that was shared. If you're trying to get in to the chat, you have to call 319-527-6173. Again, 319-527-6173. And I know some of those lower brands may be telling you it's 1 cent a minute. We are willing to reimburse you for the 2 minutes you're about to be on here to be prayed for. Let us know. That's 2 cents. We can send that back to you, or we can build it up till you make a dollar. Dial one. Dial 319-527-6173. Well, Prophet, as you pray for the young lady who just dialed one, pray for all of us as we get ready to close.
Yes.
Again, remind us
Amen.
The things
Amen.
That you have going on, and we're
Amen.
Excited for the second Friday of July, and let God use you.
Amen. Amen. First of all, let me declare this over you, because this is for everyone under the sound of my voice. The Lord this month is calling you to become, here it goes, agents of restoration. Agents of restoration. The Bible says, God says, I will restore to you the years, the cankerworm, the palmer worm, the swarm locust, the caterpillar has stolen. Everything that the enemy has stolen from the beginning of the year up to this very moment, God says you are going to become an agent of restoration. In other words, as you begin to pray and declare restoration over family members, friends, enemies, over them, God is going to restore you. God is going to restore your mind. God is going to restore the thing that you lost. God is not just going to give you back what you thought. He's going to give you something better. So I declare and decree over every person right now, Father, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you are causing their mind to be renewed to the finished work of Jesus Christ, that everything that they're believing, everything that they're standing, God, Lord, it's already done. It's already finished. You said on the cross, it's finished. And so we say what you say, it's finished. And so, God, we enter into a place of rest. We rest from our labor. We cease from our labor in the name of Jesus. And we declare breakthrough over every life. I bless them by reason of the anointing. And I thank you that you are planting them in position to move in the next dimension of their faith. In the name of Jesus, I pray, amen and amen. Now, people of God, listen. God has some great things in store. If you want to know what we are doing, our ministry, again, is called Global Ministry Intercession. Every Saturday morning, we are praying and seeking the Lord. You can go to our website, all our events, all our teachings and everything at ignitefiretoday.com. Ignite IgniteFireToday.com. One more time, IgniteFireToday.com. You can go there and you can connect. We also have one-on-one. If there is a specific area that you need to be ministered into, you can go to the website and you can sign up for our one-on-one. And for 6 weeks, we will just minister straight to the word in that area until you are so built up. Every devil, devils will come at you one way, but they'll flee seven. I promise you, once you get the word in you and it get grounded, rooted in your spirit, you will begin to see it. So go to our website, IgniteFireToday.com, and you can actually sign up for our one-on-one. You can actually join our Glory Prayer Hour every Saturday morning. All the information is right there on our website. You will be blessed. And I want to let you know, people of God, you are too blessed to be stressed and you too anointed to be disappointed. This moment, this season, you're not going to be disappointed. God said those who put their trust in him will not be put to shame. And I declare that over your life. So listen, go check out our website and see all the wonderful things that we're doing. Also, in the month of July, I'm going to be teaching on the assignment that God has called me to, and that is relationship with the Holy Spirit. If you want to know the Holy Spirit personally, I promise you, you want to go register for that. Go to the website and sign up under events for our time of ministering on the Holy Spirit. That is July 21st. That's going to be an absolutely astounding time in ministry. Amen. God bless you, people of God. I pray the grace of God upon you. I pray strength upon you, and I declare that nothing but good is coming your way. Don't forget to join us for our next Friday time of ministry. We're going to continue this. We're going to go deeper, and I promise you, you're going to come out knowing something that's going to be a weapon in your hand against every devil. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Can I talk to you? I know you got some questions. What's the hardest thing you're going through? Let's talk about it.
Talking about mountains, talking about pain. Talking about my life, when will it change? Talking about all things, I can do all things. Talking about nights I lose my way, and my dreams that have been erased. Talking about all things, I said I can do all things.
I understand.
I know, baby, there will always be an ending.
Yep.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down. Talking about all things, all the big and the small things.
I'm so sure
I can do all things. Talking about doubts that blur my mind. I'm out of funds and I'm out of time. I need a blessing. I need you to do all things.
See, I understand that.
I know, baby, it will always be easy.
And just in case I fall.
So it's good to know I'll never let you down.
Yeah.
Talking about all things.
All things.
All the big and the small things.
Yeah.
I can do all things. All the big and the small things.
Let's go.
God can do all things.
Just because he's silent doesn't mean that he's still. He's not only preparing it for you, he's preparing you for it. Let's go.
Talking about all things.
Woo!
All the big and the small things.
Hallelujah.
Talking about doors you've never seen.
Yeah.
Blessings on blessings for you to receive. Talking about all things. All the big and the small things.
The blessings coming, but
you
had to get you ready for it. Yes, sir. What are we talking about? What are we talking about? Come on, say. Say it again now. And my people say.
Thank you.
Hallelujah.
All the big and the small things.
God can.
God can do all things.
Hey, he's a good God. He's a good God. Come on. He's a good God. He's a good God. Come on. Woo. I tell you, God is good all the time.